Actually, you know, I'm really proud of the financial shape that the state is in. The budget is balanced. The cash reserves are full, fuller than when I took office in 2011. And we have a surplus going forward. And so even because of the decisions that we've made, cutting taxes and regulations and really helping to grow the economy, that's allowing us this year to really come back to this legislative session in a different place than we have the last couple of years. And so even by investing, you know, $20 million into Future Ready Iowa, really putting some money into broadband and housing for the Empower Rural Iowa, putting a significant investment in K-12 and higher education, 2.3%, it's almost $93 million, in addition to an additional $1 million of new money into the STEM Council initiative, 11.4 into transportation to help with the discrepancies for some of our, you know, rural Iowa school districts that spend a lot of their money that goes to transportation. So integrated and coordinated healthcare system, we want to make sure that we can sustain and fund the comprehensive mental health care reform that we passed last year. And all of that's included in the budget, and we actually still have some significant balances left over. So we do a two-year budget and a five-year projection because we want to make sure that we're taking into account the policies that have been passed and what the impact is in the out years as well.